Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
They want to hear about talk sports, damn it.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Orlando's always one step ahead, baby.
And James Strebel.
You're done, Louisville. You're done, Louisville basketball, Matt. You better be glad you got that video out last year, big boy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texture says you could make it up to Clint by keeping him away from Blankenbaker for a year. Yeah, okay.
That is very nice.
Question, does Blankenbaker try to move up on the friend rankings with Clint and try
Andy
to replace
you? Andy wanted to know if Mark was invited anyway.
No. I don't think so. I don't know. I'm still sick over this. I am ill. I am physically ill over this.
Monday. Alright, so hey, what's going on? What a weekend. What a weekend. We thought it was just going to be a nice little Mother's Day on Sunday, a little Lou City on Saturday, a little Louisville Bats over the weekend, a little Jack Grossman back in Bloomington enjoying his, you know, graduation that happened over a year ago. Little did we know that Tim Sullivan would be milling about Churchill Downs, getting the big story. Oh, what a great weekend. Welcome in, and it's The Take. It's a Monday. It's ESPN 680, 105.7, ESPNLouisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. I'm Andy Sweeney. Strebel's going to be here in short order. Mitchell Hannigan.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Go ahead. Where's your sounder? There we go.
Okay,
Mitchell
so we
Hannigan.
Are in a
what
delay.
Are you doing? I don't know. Late on the sounder.
No,
let's go.
We have a delay, and
well,
it's,
figure it out back at the
I'm
office.
Gonna figure
My
it
internet's
out.
Perfect. My internet's perfect. Well, you figure it out. My internet here is flying. Well, I have never had faster internet than I have right now today, Mitch. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? Mitch is back at the station, and I have a feeling we're going to get moody Mitch today. I know he had a big weekend. He lost half of his suit, so when he took that... We got to find out how much that cost you, losing part of the suit that you rented. Just buy the suit. Better yet, have friends that aren't buying, you know, $800 suits. Get over yourself. We'll get to all of that. And today, we have CNN on right now at the home studio because I have been told that our guy, Tim Sullivan, Sully, is going to be on CNN. I don't know when. I don't know how. I don't know if that's going to be in a Zoom, which could be very problematic. But obviously, the fallout of Bob Baffert and last the Kentucky Derby. And I don't know, and I swear to you, I don't know if there is a story that is better for this show than the Bob Baffert story over the weekend, the Bob Baffert story that continues today, the Bob Baffert story that continued this morning on, of course, the place where truth matters the most, Fox News, and then a pivot to the Dan Patrick Show. We got a story of a horse groomer peeing on hay, not... Not Medina Spear, Medina Spirits, but we have that, and we have a bunch going on. Mitch, I want to go to you here, but do we have a delay? Let's test this again.
Let's test it again.
Do we have a delay, Mitch?
Do you hear me now?
Oh, yeah. We have a massive delay. Well, we're not
going
to be able to talk to Mitch. Well, no, you're not working on it because there's nothing to work on. The internet at the office stinks. unless you can systematically fix the internet, which hasn't been able to be done, much like the microphones and the studios, then you're not going to have much luck. I know you're not going to have much luck. Texas says, I'm ready for big boys. Ready for big boys fake horse racing takes. I don't think Strebel's going to have anything productive for the conversation today. I really don't. Texas says, how upset is Drew? I mean, he was as sad. If you're wondering how sad Diener was, He was as sad as I have seen him in quite a while. The heartbreak around him, and that is what is going to make, I was listening to Bobby V today, and that's what's going to make all of this so riding the line of serious sports radio and riding the line of just comedy. And I mean, right? Am I wrong that it's just a huge, huge bit of comedy as Sunday you start to, you know, Tim Sullivan puts the tweet out and then everyone's out there. I'm texting with Mitchell like this. I'm texting with Blankenbaker. I mean, everyone knows, hey, this is going to be something bad with Bob Baffert. He did something, or his team wore a salon patch, or someone urinated on some hay. Someone did something that infected Medina's spirit, and we need to take this story really seriously in a sport that doesn't. In a sport that doesn't. So I have been in love. I have been in love with this story for the last 24 hours, and I probably disagree with so many of the people that have been talking about this, because I have been stunned, Mitch, I've been stunned by the amount of people. And I guess, you know, I told Drew, you know, I disagreed with some of the things he said. And that's the thing. He is so attached to horse racing that he was legit hurt that this came out with Bob Baffert. Now, I say this came out with Bob Baffert. I mean, Bob Baffert has had 5 violations in a year. Bob Baffert has had more than 30, and there's several trainers that have had, you know, almost none, if not, you know, none. And so we know that your boy Bobby B is going to be testing the limits of everything, but just the entire scene of, I mean, thank God, and I mean this, thank God, Mitch, for the Pollock Report guy. Isn't he the only one that got any sound from it? I mean, right? He was the only one that was live streaming. Was Paul, is it Pollock? The Pollock Report? We don't know anything when it comes to horse racing, but I have been, I guess I'm laughing. I don't know if I should feel bad, but the amount of people that have been like legit hurt for all of this, because I mean, it ain't great for horse racing, but it ain't as bad as what people think. And it's not bad for the Kentucky Derby that Bob Baffert may have decided to cheat in. The Kentucky Derby, it would make him a fraud, but that doesn't have anything to do with the Kentucky Derby. And I have just been in absolute love with the story. And then the best part of all of it is it's so unlike so many other sports, because, I mean, you would feel like in other sports someone might come out and say, yo, this is BS. And it's like, no, not really. None of the other trainers or anything else. Now, Mitch, I'm going to you here knowing that the internet is chugging along at a slow pace back
at
the studios.
Well, Texter says that there's no delay on the stream.
We mean there's no delay on the stream.
I don't know. It sounds like it's gone now, because you're responding to me pretty fast there.
Okay. Well, I mean, no.
There we go.
Maybe it will be gone. I don't know.
Yeah.
One too many iPhones.
I literally disconnected everything from the internet back here. So.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's the way that it is. How was your big weekend, buddy? Did you have a good time?
I had a great weekend. Wish I could go back and redo it again. Yeah, I had a little bit of too much fun. We can get into it later on.
What
the
do you
show.
Mean you wish you could go back? Would you have regrets, or you just want to live out another good time?
Just to live out another good time. I don't know. I don't have any regrets. I don't have any regrets.
So how was it? Did you take a bath today going back to the suit place? We'll get into that as we go. You lost what? Your cufflinks? Is that what happened?
I lost my cufflinks, my button covers, and then on the bottom of my shoes, there was a huge scratch. And I don't know if that was already there or if I somehow did that at the wedding. So yeah,
I mean, you had to get everything. You had to rent your own shoes.
Yeah, pretty
I mean
much.
the whole thing.
Hey, we look damn good.
Yeah,
so
but
I'm not
I didn't know this was T-Cam's wedding.
Yeah,
well, I didn't know this was T-Cam. I didn't know until this weekend that this was T-Scam's wedding.
I thought that was known.
No, I had no idea this was. So T-Scam made you guys go out and rent these really expensive suits that probably cost you an arm and a leg because you got drunk at a wedding and things happen.
It was expensive. If I really wanted the suit, I could have just paid $200 more and I would have owned it. But the one sized me up on everything. So it was a very large suit, and I didn't really like the way it fit. So I wasn't going to purchase it. So, yeah.
Texas says, I bet you KSR hacks won't talk about the coach that got the DUI. It's a big deal. I agree with that. The Kentucky wide receiver coach, that an odd place for me to read that text. I actually agree with that.
No, I think we should just play out the Louisville fan conspiracy theory and not talk about it and just anger them even more.
Oh, you think we should? Oh, I'm fine with that. I don't care if we talk about it. I got something for Kentucky later on today. I mean, Kentucky's disrespecting my guy Dan Issel and Mike Pratt. I mean, just blank slap in the face. I'll get to that because I got a big problem with that. I mean, these coaches around here, I mean, good God, these head coaches and assistant coaches act like 12 minutes of their time is such a big bleeping deal. I mean, good God, Ennis had to beg for Satterfield for months to get him on to be generic for 12 minutes. I mean, please. I got something for that. I mean, it's Kentucky-related, so we'll get to that as well. Texas says, I need to see Mitch's 2003 NBA draft suit that he wore to the weekend.
It felt like that. It doesn't, like, in the pictures, it doesn't look that big, but for me, I feel like a little man in a big suit, like in or the opposite of what was the movie, Tommy Boy? You know, fat guy in a little suit.
Yeah.
I feel like a little guy.
That's an old reference. I feel like you could come up with something a little bit sooner than 1995. I'm wondering how old you were when that movie came out. I feel like you were barely alive, if even alive, at that point. Like, that's an old movie for one Mitchell Hannigan. Texas says Kentucky has wide receivers. Yeah, this year they do, and they're actually better than Louisville's. 437-9680. So we'll get to all of that. Did Mitch strike out again this weekend? I mean, what do you think? I mean, come on. I mean, we could dive into that
We'll dive into it.
I'm sure there's not much to dive into, I'm imagining, did Mitch talk to any females at T-Scam's wedding is going to be a subject that's going to take us about 1 minute to go with. All right, so Strebel's going to be here. I guess just my initial thoughts, Louis Rabeau, who has somehow become our horse racing correspondent, really because he's fun and we don't want to take any of this seriously, but I feel like I am stuck in a land that only wants to take this seriously. Here's my thing. I have taken great delight. I was going to say honor, but that would be gross. I have taken great delight in the last few years. I mean, really the last, I don't know, five, six, seven years or something like that. Being more around the Kentucky Derby, being backside at the Kentucky Derby, being at the Kentucky Derby itself, being there the week of. Obviously, it did not work out this week or this past year. But for the most part, being involved has been a lot of fun. And so I don't believe that Churchill Downs did anything wrong here. I don't. I mean, to have Baffert sit out, we can have that argument. Tim Sullivan disagrees, but that's fine. I'm not, here's my big thing. I'm not too hot takey on any of this stuff because I don't believe people like Bob Baffert anyway. And I have been stunned in the last 24 hours. It feels like there are two camps to all of this. It feels like camp number one is the super serious camp that is like legit. I don't know, Mitch, is it heartbroken, disappointed? I don't know if they saw Bob Baffert as some sort of lord, as some sort of god. I mean, I swear.
I think a little bit of his acceptance that, you know, this might be one that he can't get out of.
Well, I mean, yeah, and he's always had an excuse and, you know, a tainted piece of hay or feed or a patch from a trainer because he had a bad back. I mean, like, bro, those are the things that you all rolled with and believed. Okay. Like, those are the things that you believe. So I don't view Bob Baffert as anything other than this badass horse racing trainer who wins everything. And if you have a horse that's worth anything, there is an overriding, what do you say? And I don't want to be too, analytical in breaking this down, because I just want to have fun with it. But, like, legit, Diener had Marty McGee on from the Daily Racing Form this morning, and he sounded downright sad. And I'm like, I don't think, and this is just me, I'm not sure I feel that way about anyone in sports. Mitch, I could see you feeling that way with someone St. Louis Cardinals. Something with the St. Louis Cardinals you probably look up to with reverence in some sort of way. But my go ahead.
I was just going to just, like, for example, like, if it ever comes out, like, Albert Pujols used steroids, like, when he was with the Cardinals, I would be absolutely heartbroken about that.
53 years old.
I know.
And he probably did. I mean, he's 50.
No, he did it. He's pure.
Mitch, he's 53 years old. He's got a decade on Brady. Like, I don't see, and I started out by saying, because I understand the people that grow up on it and that have reverence being at the Derby, my old Kentucky home plays. It's a great party. It's majestic. Like, my mind logically can say, okay, I get why people have this feeling. Totally get it. But I don't. Especially when it comes to a bunch of horse trainers, and especially when it comes to a bunch of horses, that I don't feel that way. Again, I have reverence for the event itself. And that's what Churchill Downs was doing in trying to protect the event themselves. So I got no problem with Churchill Downs, protecting their own back in all of this. But I have been surprised at the big pick, and maybe I'm wrong on all of this. And again, people that follow it probably think I am, but, you know, the long-term effect on horse racing. Like, guys, people like horse racing because they like to gamble. They like to go out and dress up and gawk at the beautiful women, and they like to bet the ponies, and they like to lose money. Sometimes you win money. Sometimes you're Max Diener. You find a $20 winner, whatever it was, on the ground. All of that. We love going out there, drinking the bourbon, having a little night racing. By the way, Cerebral's here today. People like all that. I'm not sure. And I just don't know the amount of people that think it's going to have some big, great effect on racing. I mean, Bob Baffert has been caught in sticky situations before. And when people say, well, are these horse owners going to send him any of their great horses? I'm like, yo, bro, if he gets busted twice a year, how many other thousands horses are there? I'll take the chance. If Bob Baffert's got 1,000 horses in a year and there's only two of them, they're going to get slapped with some sort of, and no one even knows because you can fight it in courts, I'll take my chances. It's like John Calipari being your coach. I'm kidding. Cerebral's here. What kind of ragtag shirt's that?
It's very ragtag.
What are you wearing to school these days? Mailed it in?
No, he's giving up. There's only 2 weeks left, right?
I haven't mailed it in. No.
Oh, goodness.
No, I just wish.
What do you wish?
I wish Bob Baffert could catch a break.
Me too.
Just nothing goes his way. I mean, you got the patch. You got bad oats. You got, this guy just took some cough syrup and just peed on the hay, and then Medina's Spirit just walked up and ate it.
That wasn't that horse.
Oh, that wasn't
that
it?
That was a little misleading.
That
right.
was different.
But it was a different horse.
A
groomer urinated. Mitch, what did the groomer have? A little NyQuil? He urinated on the hay.
Some type of cough syrup, yes.
I mean, Bob Baffert just
put it up at ESPN 680. Drinks? Have you ever urinated on hay?
I mean, this poor guy. I weep for Bob Baffert today. I weep for
him. What do you weep for Bob Baffert today?
But no,
do we know what Tom Sullivan's coming on CNN?
Well, I know there's people on it.
What's going on right
out
now? What do you mean? There's people on. It's Jason Entz.
He's got
nothing else to do but lose,
losing
bets today.
Lose more. Is he still heartbroken over the tie on Saturday?
What tie on Saturday? Oh, Lose City.
Lose City.
I don't know.
They tied.
They tied. But they had a few more minutes.
Also, I got CNN on all the TVs in here, and Diener walked in about 5 minutes ago, and he must have been so confused.
I mean, I want to know.
He's confused. Ennis is in the studio. It's CNN Ennis.
Is he interviewing Sully?
He's a lib.
Is, Ennis? Is CNN Ennis? Is he interviewing Sully?
No, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what it is.
You're waiting on Ennis to connect with him.
Texas says, Mark McGwire let the Cardinals down. Texas says Pujols played for La Russa. He's definitely juiced. I agree with
yeah,
that guy.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Just
I mean,
lies.
Mitch, why would you be heartbroken
just
if
lies.
Pujols was... Yeah, why would you be heartbroken? Like, why do people
I don't know. He's
attach
just an example,
such reference?
Example of a, you
why
know,
do people attach reference to Bob Baffert and his white hair and his sunglasses that are always on?
He just looks like a schemer. I mean, there's nothing against him. I like Baffert. He's fine.
Baffert's our guy now.
Yeah, he just looks like a guy that's working
what
something.
Well, here's the thing. I want there to be – I want to make a list. Do you understand?
Yeah.
437-9680. I want to make a list of who's heartbroken.
Over Bob Baffert.
Over Bob Baffert.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah.
And who's excited. I'll give you examples. I think Sully's excited.
Yes.
I'll give you another example. I think Fred Cowgill might be heartbroken.
Yes. You said
like,
he had tweeted.
I don't know if he has tweeted yet. Like, I'm worried. I swear to you, when it came out that Bob Baffert was in trouble. I thought of Cowgill first.
Did you?
I thought of Diener. He was like, Diener and Cowgill were right up there.
Bozich's got to be, too, because he's in the picture.
Bozich not there. No.
No, Bozich
doesn't. Bozich doesn't have the emotional connection to this. Diener does.
Diener does.
Cowgill does. Do you understand?
Blankenbaker?
I don't know if Blankenbaker does.
I don't think so.
I really don't.
I think he'd be sad on behalf of Drew. If Drew said Blank sad.
I don't know. I Diener's gonna lose a friend too that Blank's gonna try to steal. We'll get to that.
Whoa.
We'll get to that. There's things going on.
That's a haymaker.
Texas says the Baffert Pacino parallels are incredible. Yeah, Mitch, I don't know how you want to play sound today.
I had a friend text me that earlier.
I mean that's not what do you mean a friend texted you that? That's the most basic thing
is,
that everyone's been
funny.
Saying
it was,
Strieble for the last like,
I know,
day.
But it was somebody that normally doesn't text me.
Who was it? Just it who was
a
it?
A friend he said Baffert may be Al Patino-ing Patino. And I was like, yeah.
No, because Baffert is going, listen, I want you to listen to both of you listen to this. Patino launched an investigation to get to the bottom of the whores that were in the room.
Detective Patino.
Yes, okay?
Yes.
Patino was going to get to the bottom of it.
Like the CIA.
And damn it, Bob Baffert's going to do the same. Bob Baffert and his trainer Jimmy.
Yeah,
okay, are going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Did someone sneak in here in the middle of the night and inject Medina's spirit with a syringe? Is that we're going to get to the bottom of it. Do you understand what I'm telling
yeah.
you? We are going to launch an investigation.
Their own investigation.
Baffert said a lot of things are wrong with horse racing, but not Bob Baffert.
But not with me.
The guy that keeps getting
he invoked cancel culture, Andy. He blamed cancel culture. That's like, bro,
there's too much to talk about.
It's amazing.
The cancel culture is unbelievable.
I almost fainted
when
I read
that. Guy on CBS or CNN? Get this big-headed guy off
CNN sticker.
with a Kennedy picture behind him.
That's very odd. He's got Kennedy on one side
and
that's Bob
on the
Kennedy
other.
And Nixon on the other. There couldn't be two completely different politicians at that time in history.
Mitch, when we say Nixon and Kennedy, what do we mean?
Presidents.
Well, what are their first names?
Richard and which Kennedy?
Well, that's a great question. The pictures of Robert Kennedy,
yes.
Who wasn't president.
No.
What's the name of his brother?
Oh, you're
who
right.
Was?
Who? Yeah, who's? Yeah, you're exactly right.
JFK, John F. Kennedy.
Go. Very good.
There you go.
It's also Ted Kennedy.
That's right. That's who Patino talked about.
Texas says, did Jordan Fair pee in the barn?
Jordan Fair.
Baffert needs lot car PR. He does.
The spectrum on the case?
He really does.
That's the question.
We have news unlocked, too, that we got to do.
Amazing
at some point.
News. Like, I almost
Mitch doesn't.
Fainted,
Mitch has
out.
No idea.
He told on the, us last
Mitch,
night.
Mitch, you would have loved this. On the weekend that Strieble buried his beloved grandmother,
yeah.
This was the weekend that Locke decided to bombard Strieble.
Yeah.
Like he hasn't talked to us in months.
Months.
You know, in any sort of way. And on the weekend of Mother's Day, okay?
Yeah.
And on the weekend of Strebel burying his grandmother and having family time, that was the time Locke decided to fly in with hot takes on how Louisville fans, Mitch, you'll love this, how Louisville fans don't think much of their coaches.
They actually dislike their coaches.
Yeah, they dislike their coaches.
Carolyn must have been out of town or something this weekend.
No, she wasn't. He bought her a Swiffer? Is that what
Swiffer
you call
jet.
It?
Yeah, Swiffer jet. And then he made – I have a problem with this, too.
I got something for you. And the text line's going, too, as well. You were bragging about breakfast in bed again. We'll get to that.
We'll get to that in a second.
Because you're going to get mad today. I already know.
Well, maybe. I know. I had – aside from Friday and you know, other things, actually had a pretty good weekend. So not it'll take a lot to anger me today, I think.
It'll take one guy taking a shot at you in some sort of way, and it won't.
My wife or kids.
You know it's coming.
Yeah,
I don't know why you're inviting the text line.
I don't know.
Guys can't anger me today. Say anything you want to me.
2 minutes later.
And now this crybaby Baffert won't go to Pimlico. That's what I don't like. Get your white hair and get your fashion Gucci glasses and get your skinny short ass in Pimlico and that's it.
Horse.
Yeah, and get hugged by a cow. Like, come on, let's go.
Get hugged by
Marty McGee. Let's go.
Take him over there.
What's going on? Yep. I'm going to stay in California. Yeah, well, I like to stay in California, too.
Yeah, it's nice and warm there.
Oh, my goodness. Texas says Locke misses it. He wants back in the game. Yeah, and I got something for the Sunday morning hangover.
Now, you said there's a lot of hot takes and some really good haymaker sound from Nick Current, which we always love.
Well, no, Locke called into the Sunday morning hangover. They didn't take his call.
That's why he was so mad yesterday.
Yeah.
It made me a little sad reading his DMs because I'm like, man, you're so out of touch. You don't know what you're talking about anymore. He flies in with these takes. I'm like, you're not paying attention to anything. It's the same old hit from Locke over and over again. Like, you're out of touch, Locke.
It's 2 years
just
old.
Stop.
Yeah,
you're way out of touch.
It is. No, he's exactly right.
When's the last time Locke visited a sea of blue? Has to be over a year.
Texas says, did Strebel play catch with the wife's mitt this weekend?
There was a lot of baseball, yes. A lot of baseball this weekend.
Texas says, does Strebel level up to organic frozen waffles for his wife?
Hell no. Who eats those?
I don't think the Strebels believe in organic. I can see you guys. I have found mostly that families who have kids don't believe in organic.
No,
because
we don't.
It's a lot more expensive.
Damn right.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I've been switching to more organic stuff, not going to lie, here recently.
Have you?
Yeah, like organic milk.
I mean, if they really want people to eat it, bring the damn price down. They're like, you got to be healthy. You got to be healthy.
Apparently,
$8 for a gallon of milk.
Sully's supposed to join CNN after this commercial break. So do we want to take a commercial break?
Oh, my God. Yes, okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I had this bootleg.
I have it pulled up back here.
Okay. You'll have to pause it because I got this box from Spectrum, and that thing's like outdated and bootleg is all hell.
You got to get one every other year.
Oh, no, it's really bootleg. I mean, it's really bootleg. I got it from a guy who used to work there. There's a lot going on.
I like that.
You don't have to worry about that. Mitch, I also told Process you had something for him today. Process answered back, so now I'm the intermediary between you two, apparently.
Nice. Yeah.
He said he was going to bring Mitch down into hell. That was the answer. That was the answer.
Oh, my God.
That was the answer.
Yeah.
That was the answer from Process.
Okay. Is he going to cast a spell on
me? We have Dan Issel and Jack Grossman sound
today.
That's
my favorite. Yeah. My favorite thing from today.
We have Rummage sound. We have Curran sound.
Man.
We have Bob Baffert. I mean, there's something. Vague. There's something wrong with horse racing.
What
like,
is
yeah,
it?
Bro.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. Look in the mirror.
Oh, but I love him.
Baffert's
the guy.
He's the man.
And everyone else is too chicken, as Chris Mack would say, to say anything. Louisville basketball, they're fine with their roster. They want to leave the scholarships on
the
table.
We're good.
Everything is good. It's Ty Washington week. We can get to that. Ethan Moore yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, man, the football tweets.
The football tweets.
They were flying.
We can get to that at some point. We'll take a quick break. Let's do that now. 437-9680. Quick break on the other end. Tim Sullivan on CNN. If he can get his phone to work. Next.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I mean, Mitch, this guy's done crazy stuff in the infield. He got interviewed on TV by Jay Cardosi. His grandmother saw the interview and was disappointed.
Yeah.
That happened. He got into some sort of a mud wrestling with a co-ed. I mean, this guy's done things.
And James Strebel.
Now you don't do anything.
No.
You're done living. You're done living.
I sowed my wild oats in my 20s, and I'm content with being a dad.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Alright, so it's a Monday. It's The Take here on ESPN 680, 105.7. We'll see exactly who ends up running in Preakness 146. Either way, we'll have the race on Saturday. That race coverage beginning at 5:30 on all ESPN Louisville stations. But we'll have a couple other things from 8 to 11 on Saturday in the morning. Horse Racing Radio Network, Equine Forum, right here on 680-1057. And then 11 to 1, the Horse Racing Happy Hour. I believe our guy Louis Rabeau is going to be live from Pimlico.
There you go.
So we'll have him on just to laugh.
Yeah, I had a good time with Louis.
At all of this. Did you follow the Sunday morning hangover at all?
I did when you alerted to us. I didn't listen, but I was looking at...
Well, like, there it is. That's a good spot right there.
I didn't.
I don't even know the name of the gambler. There was some big gambler that they had on.
Really?
Who was like...
Swift runner who Patty Ice told me before we started our show. Swift hitter, I'm sorry. Oh, he didn't shut down his Twitter account. Pat told me he shut down his Twitter account, but he didn't. Swift Hitter's his name.
All right, well, that's his name.
Swift Hitter.
He called in, and he sounded just like you would think he would sound like.
So, like New York Mike.
Yeah. He sounded like he lived at the track in sweatpants.
There you go.
And it made me eternally happy, him talking to Nick Curran.
Yeah, Swift Hitter talking to Nick Curran about all the doings and the gambling, and Nick Curran being Nick Curran and being so innocent, not knowing to do with a guy like Swift Hitter.
There's a text on here. It just has the hay. It has hay and Katina Powell.
Oh, no. What does that do?
Texas says didn't... You want to read it?
Yeah, I do.
All right, come over here, Big Rig.
I'm very curious about this.
You're very curious. Hang on, right there.
All right. Oh. I can't read that on there.
No, Ryan Lemmy got in trouble
for something that
was similar.
Oh, yeah, he got asked not to do UK halftime anymore.
There you go. What a prestigious thing.
Very.
Texas says, I didn't realize tater tots and fish sticks were sold in the organic food section.
There's organic fish sticks. That's a thing.
Texas says, did Jamie get caller Emily anything for Mother's Day?
No. I don't know if she's a mother. And B, I don't have any affiliation with her motherhood. So... If she is a mom. I don't know if she's a mom or not. No, I didn't. I got stuff for my wife.
Oh, what did you get for your wife?
I got her, so there are these little pods that they make.
Okay, little pods.
For outdoor
like
sports viewing. No, oh, so like you said, like if it's really hot outside or really cold outside, you can put a little heater in there. I got a little heater, a little fan in there if it's on a hot day, but it's a pod. You can sit in.
So you're completely covered?
Yeah, completely covered.
Wait, you're shielded from the sun and everything?
Oh, yeah. It's like a little house, and you just set it up.
How big of a pod is it, though? It's like a small pod where it barely fits over your body? What are they called?
They're called weather...
Weather pods.
Weather pods. Yeah, look up weather pods.
For sports, okay.
Yeah, weather pods for sports.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I got her one of those.
Okay.
And then I got her a mani and a pedi.
Not you did the mani and the pedi?
No, I bought her gift certificate to go get a mani and a pedi.
Okay, so this is coming up after the break. Sully, that lib, he's a journalist. him and Eric Crawford, he's coming up after the break.
Oh, I can't wait.
They just called it a downer derby.
Downer derby!
I'd be pissed if I were a better, but I go into all this. I picked Mandaloon to win.
You did. You absolutely did.
Who made fun of me, by the way, Mitch? Was it Louis Rabeau? Was a Bozich? I can't remember.
I don't know, but I had $10 on Mandaloon to win too. So Nick Curran actually broke the Baffert news to me on Sunday morning hangover.
Oh, that's crappy. I had
no idea. So yeah, that's funny that Nick Curran broke the news to me, and I was like, man, that's funny, but I don't really care. And then like 30 minutes went by, I was like, wait a second. I bet on Mandaloon to win like
but you 10, bet every horse
$10 to win like 200 or whatever his odds were, and I was like, maybe
you
I do care.
Be mad. Yes.
Yeah, I was like, exactly. I was like, I'm mad. I was like, screw you, Baffert. And then like 30 minutes later goes by, and I see the what Diener talked about this morning is there's no way you're getting your money if you bet Mandaloon. Like Medea Spirit won, like it's over with, it's done. And I was
Is Diener okay around the office? Because when I left, I was worried about him.
He's just sad.
I was
sulking.
Worried. I'm worried about the horse racing people that are sad. You've seen him smile.
No, I haven't seen him smile.
Yeah, me either.
Man. Oh, I feel. I feel bad for Dean.
No, you don't.
I do because
no, you
his,
don't. That's
this,
a lie.
This is like the biggest thing for him.
Why it's going to fuel this show? The Derby's fine. They're just going to change the winner.
Yeah. He did put. Did you see on Facebook? He put last night like a PSA, like, "Hey, you ain't get your money back." And he like copied and pasted like he told you, "You're done. If you bet on Mandaloon, you're done, son. There's nothing you can do about it."
Texas said, "Did the mint need the? Oh, I'm not gonna. No, never mind.
Yeah, okay. No. It was fine. Everything was fine. A little pitch and catch."
Texas says, "LMAO. This man said, 'I'm buying my wife a pod. I'm sick of her getting sunburned.'"
You know what? There's a little sun. I didn't even think about that, but that's a good point, Texter. It's a great point.
That same Texter texted in the V show and said, "Has Bob ever tried a PH app?" And one I can only assume is Nick texted back, "PH question mark," and the guy never texted him back.
So he's having some
goodness.
Fun today.
Before we get Sully here, can we get Baffert? Let's get some Baffert stuff out here. Just some funny stuff that we cut over
Baffert.
The last 24 hours. Mitch, just run down whatever you want to play from Baffert. I'm fine with. You can't play anything wrong. Let's empty the Baffert file each hour here just because it's funny.
And I'm not a conspiracy therapist. I know everybody's not out to get me, but there is definitely something wrong. Why is it happening? You know, to me.
That's a poor guy. I know. That's what I was saying at the open the show.
We also need to get to the bottom. If you listen to the audio, which I know you have in stream, but I'm not even going to ask you if you have. Did you listen, by the way, to any of the Big O or Chin Coleman pressers?
No, I was out and about on Saturday. I was in Seymour, Indiana on Saturday at the Mother's Day Classic tournament. So I didn't.
Oh, man.
Then I went to a restaurant afterwards.
What about Sunday or Monday? You or today?
Sunday was Mother's Day, so
all
I was
day.
Good all day. There was stuff going on all day. Went to my parents' house, and then today I had to work. So I have not seen or heard. I know they gave press conference or Zoom calls, but I haven't heard them, no.
Texas says, "I drained my Twin Spires account ASAP because I had a feeling Baffert cheated and I was afraid they would cancel the bets." Oh, if I would have had money on on Medina Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
If I had a couple thousand that I won on Medina Spirit, I would have taken that money out of Twin Spires immediately.
Hell yeah.
I would have done the exact same thing.
Because you never know. They could just say, "Well, it's an illegitimate winner," but you can't do that. And then the people that bet at the track, there's no way to track them down and like get them, so they wouldn't be fair.
You're taking this way too
seriously. No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, okay. there it is.
We're back on CNN, Mitch. So are we going to have Tim Sullivan? Do you want to go out to this live right now?
Yeah, whenever I see him. Yeah, you want to go?
No,
right
let's
now?
Just go oh, right now. Let's listen to the libs.
Yeah, Medina Spirit's victory is in jeopardy after that horse failed a post-race drug test.
Come on,
and the
Sully.
Horse trainer has been suspended. He maintains he did nothing wrong.
Look at him.
And made his case to CNN's Carolyn Mano today.
This is something that, you know, we didn't do. I've had such success with all these great horses. And, you know, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of jealousy and animosity out there. And I understand that. I have my critics, but... This is really, you know, when it happens in the most prestigious race in America, the Kentucky Derby, Bob Baffert is not stupid, okay? And this is a horrible thing that's happening to this horse.
He looks great.
Joining us now is Tim Sullivan. He covers sports for the Louisville Courier Journal. This for Baffert, he says that this is a cancel culture type of thing, he says, of the statement from Churchill Downs. Well, tell us what's going on here.
Well, I think cancel culture is inappropriate. I don't agree that Churchill Downs should have suspended Baffert based on a first positive test. Normally, tracks and racing jurisdictions would wait for the confirmation of the split sample. That said, the racing industry, I think, feels very strongly that that some kind of message needs to be sent here. This is Baffert's fifth violation in a 12-month span, at least the 31st in his career. There are no comprehensive records, but he's been a repeat offender, and his stories become increasingly implausible, and the idea that that someone outside of his barn may have given this horse betamethasone is makes for a great story, but I see no evidence to support it.
Tim, is that what Baffert is claiming? When he says sabotage, are we supposed to think that that means that somebody else, a competitor, drugged his horse?
Well, I think that is open to interpretation. I asked him yesterday what exactly he suspected. It's conceivable that there was a mistake made at the lab or in the test barn or somewhere in the chain of custody. It's implausible, but you have to allow for that possibility. And if he can prove it, more power to him. But unlike last year when he had a horse disqualified at the Kentucky Oaks, the race for fillies, for the same substance, this time he's claiming that the horse was never treated with that substance. There is a distinction there. At this point, I think he's still likely to race in the Preakness, though he's told at least one reporter that he personally will not be there because he doesn't want to create a distraction. But his lawyer is threatening a temporary restraining order if Pimlico were to attempt to block Baffert. So I think between that and the interests of the network and the financial interests of the track, Medina Spirit is very likely to run in practice on Saturday.
You mentioned the potential restraining order, but do you think Pimlico would be inclined to keep Medina Spirit out, considering how seriously the industry takes this type of thing?
Well, I think absent a rule that would give them the ability to honor a Churchill Downs suspension, I don't see that happening. I think there are mechanisms in place to deal with this. And when the split sample comes back, Medina Spirit is likely to be disqualified. And at that point, there's an appeal process. And as we saw in 1968 with Forward Pass and Dancer's Image, this could have sports and go on for years. But at this point, I think racing would like to be done with this issue, would like to move on, but it's unlikely to happen because you're dealing with the most famous man in the sport, biggest race in the sport, and a very large controversy.
Bob Baffert, a big name indeed. Tim Sullivan, thank you for helping us understand.
All right, that's good. And then they go, we're like 2 seconds ahead of you, Mitch, and then they go right to the insurrection with people beating police up. That's literally what it went to, Mitch.
Seamless transition.
It's Tim Sullivan's face with his glasses sideways.
Yes.
Was on my screen. And then the next thing they could, they gave Sully like 3 minutes there so they could pivot back to insurrection.
Smashing windows in the Capitol building.
Yes.
Punching a cop.
I was looking at what was in the background of Sully's setup. There's a lot of books.
I think
I saw an In-N-Out, like one of those hats they give you at In-N-Out.
Yeah.
A little miniature baseball field.
He's a big fan of the In-N-Out burger, absolutely. I mean, Sullivan
who isn't?
He just went on there and was
Sable's never had one.
No,
I've never had it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. You're exactly right.
It was the easiest thing to call from a mile away.
No, never had In-N-Out Burger, never had. What's the other big one out there?
McDonald's?
Shake Shack.
No, not Shake Shack.
Five Guys?
Good Burger. No, not Good Burger.
Whataburger?
Whataburger. That's it. Whataburger. Never had
Whataburger. Isn't Good Burger Keenan and Kel?
It is Keenan and Kel. Yeah, from All That. Yeah, isn't All That skit.
Texas says, if only Sully would say, do you know what news is? Texas says, my God, somebody get Sully a Focus.
He's a little sleepy.
Texas says, enough. I'm going to fall asleep.
He gave good information. He basically said, outside of someone sneaking into the barn and injecting the horse, there's no way out of this.
Here's the thing. I almost want that to be the case.
That would be so funny.
Because then all of the horse racing guys get their legend back, and I need someone cloak and dagger, okay?
And like all black in a stocking cap and like an old school bandit.
I don't see color.
Well, you know what I mean.
Me and Mitch don't see color.
No, I just meant like...
You're the Kentucky fan here.
Like a burglar.
What did you think of them kneeling at the Florida game? Was that problematic to you?
No, it didn't bother me at all. No, I don't have any issues with that. No. No, that's all good. There's a little tidbit about Keon Brooks in The Athletic. Did you read that?
No. A tidbit about what?
About
that?
About him staying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kyle Tucker said...
Wow, how about that?
Friday, talked to Keon Brooks Sr., said nothing's changed. The rumors are just, like, silly.
They're not silly. The rumors aren't silly.
I think the article said he was waiting to see what Cal does with the rest of the roster.
The rest of the, yes, like trying to get other
that's a
guys.
Huge difference,
he,
yes,
no,
it is.
They said
Fribble,
both,
that's
no,
a huge
they said both, he, no, both things oh, were said. No. It was, yes, no, go look and read the article again.
No, yes, no, that's exactly right. Yes, no.
He said, he quoted his dad on Friday. And then, like, a paragraph later, drop that tidbit as well. Just saying.
I don't believe you.
I hate to do this. All right, I'll pull up the article.
No, it's fine. We'll get, we have Louis Ribot in a couple minutes. Give me one or two more. Give me a couple Baffords. In fact, give me the story on Dan Patrick where, I guess, a horse failed a test because of urination from a human onto hay. I have not heard all of that yet.
And the last... couple of years I've had some, like, Justify was the big one. He ingested scopolamine, which it comes in the hay. I couldn't prevent that, and we resolved that. It was a bad headline. I had a groom that urinated. He had COVID, and after getting over, he urinated in the stall and the horse ate it. It was a cough medicine. We resolved that. You know, things like that happen because they're testing at these really extremely low levels. This would not have been a positive in California.
Oh, man. I love the Baffert. My favorite thing is he blames the testing because it's too stringent, and he never blames himself. I love this man. He is Patino. I feel like I'm just covering Patino all over again.
Yeah.
I really do. God bless him.
I mean, he's running the gambit of, like, 2021 excuses. He's already thrown in cancel culture. And he just threw in COVID. What's next?
That's a great point.
He's just cancel culture, COVID. I mean, Trump is next or Biden. I mean, who's going to throw in the bus?
Trump chimed in, and I thought the Trump thing was fake.
I don't think it's real. It's a friend of mine said me that too. He's like from the desk of President 45 or something.
I thought it was real.
Is it real?
Wait,
I don't know.
I thought it was real too.
Is it real? Okay.
No. I thought it was fake, but he's one of the only people in the public eye that I'm like, damn, I don't know if this is real or fake. I could totally see him saying this.
Trump's involved with horse racing. I can't remember what it was, but it was something when he was president. Like. Something happened with Baffert and Trump.
No, Baffert. I think Baffert gave money to him.
Yeah, I think he donated to his campaign.
Yeah. That's why he went on Fox News and did the cancel culture.
Yeah.
He knew who he was talking
to. There's a correlation here.
Then he went oddly with Dan Patrick.
Yeah.
Anyway, 437-9680. We're not only going to talk about this today. I have on here, Strebel, do you have any thoughts on the pressers with Shin and Coach O? But you haven't heard any of that. So we may move that around.
Okay, I'll watch them.
You want to take Big Easy down?
Yeah,
we can get to that at some point. We still got to get to Mitch's big weekend, and Louis Ribot joins us next. 437-9680. It's the Take on a Monday.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.